Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray. Today we are speaking with Angel Kunzman Soto and Rusty Ramirez, creators of Dos Peyotas. Angel is a Puerto Rican artist and proud member of the food and beverage industry. They've spent the last decade in Arizona and were born and raised in Lenape Hocking, also known as New Jersey. Rusty was born in Tucson but grew up in Mammoth, Arizona. They're an indigenous baker and chef with a focus on foods from the Sonoran Desert. Rusty and Angel, what is Dos Peyotas?
So Dos Peyotas is really a project where we wanted to focus on like food sovereignty and just like ways in which that we can be a part of building like autonomous communities.
How did Dos Peyotas get started?
Last May, I saw that a mutual friend of mine was tagged in a post asking for emergency donations during COVID in White Cone, Arizona. And I was like, well, I know this person, so we're going to go and we're going to do this. And so we put a call out for donations online, and we offered to go to everyone's house to pick up the donations. And our friend Eureka put a box at the Steinfeld warehouse asking for donations, and it kind of snowballed from there.
What was it like, that moment of decision to go from seeing a Facebook post to taking action, especially in that time early in COVID when there was so much fear and uncertainty?
I think it was right after the Navajo Nation had just gotten a faulty shipment of PPE. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like it's like a smallpox thing, but in a different way. Yeah. And so we were really angry. Yeah.
My entire family's still in New Jersey and a little bit in Pennsylvania, but at the time, it was the Navajo Nation, and then it was New York and New Jersey had the highest rates of COVID, and I felt really angry because we were here in Tucson, and it felt like no one was taking it seriously. But in the meantime, my family had already been under lockdown for however many weeks. Yeah, and I was like, who would help my family if I was there, I would be with my family right now. But I can't. Like, I can't do anything for them, so.
How do your own identities fit into how you view this work and how you're related to this work?
For me, I, being an Indigenous person and seeing the Indigenous people be overlooked because somebody wants to, like, capitalize off of it for whatever reason, that was a big driving force.
With this project, you were responding to a really acute need. I'm wondering where you're feeling called today.
We started talking a lot about what's going on with housing in Tucson right now.
And the fact that I could not believe that the rent in Tucson jumped by 30%. We've talked to some folks here in town, and we're going to be working with Quattro Design and Monica Jones.
Quattro and the Outlaw Project.
We're going to focus on building houses, sustainable, affordable housing.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for other activists?
Don't let your ego get in the way.
Oh, yeah. There's two things, which is like, take care of yourself and don't get a big head.
Don't overextend yourself and burn out, and don't let your ego drive you to do things.
No glorification of burnout.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.
Music by Jaime J. Soto.